the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go!
And now I got a $50 gift certificate to Builder Supply Outlet in Broadview. True outlet prices every day. Home of the Edge. State-of-the-art kitchen bath showroom. 19th caller, 312-981-7200. It's all part of the bribe. We're listening to the Top 5 at 5. Checking in at
number 5.
A video has surfaced on YouTube that shows a man in the Pilsen neighborhood opening fire on a passing car. The shooter then realizes that the people in the passing car were his friends and not the people he's trying to shoot.
How does that happen?
Nobody was hurt in the shooting, but listen to this.
My bad, bro. I shot at the wrong car. Like, there is any right car, first of all. Oh, my gosh. It's just terrifying.
I know. And this is a block from a restaurant that I frequent.
Right. You've talked about it a lot. You love going there. And there's quite a few great restaurants and great places around there, mom and pops included. It's just you're starting to see the crime. I guess it has been present in Pilsen, but you're seeing it more frequent in some of the neighborhoods that we didn't often go to. I mean, I used to cover crime. The worst crime of the day, I was typically sent to go cover that for several years in a row, and it felt like you were always going to one or two neighborhoods. Now you're hearing more Pilsen, you're hearing Rogers Park, you're hearing some of these other areas get mentioned more when it comes to this kind of violence. It's horrifying.
Yep. Chicago, if you saw the numbers today, there's 1,000 more shootings this year than there were last year. 1,000 more than last year.
It's hard to even digest a number like that when you think of what that
108 more people murdered so far this year than were murdered last year out of 1,000 shootings. How crazy is this? Very crazy.
It is crazy.
All right. From the important and sublime to now the political and the ridiculous.
Number 4.
Melania Trump says that her husband was egged on in 2005 by that bad Billy Bush. Bush made him do it.
When you first heard it, what did you think?
I said to my husband that, you know, the language is inappropriate. It's not acceptable. And I was surprised because that is not the man that I know. And as you can see from the tape, the cameras were not on. It was only a mic.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that matter? Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you didn't say it.
Maybe not him. Not sure it's him. In my country, oftentimes voice inserted when the camera not rolling.
Need a voice analysis?
And I wonder if they even knew that the mic was on, because they were kind of a boy talk, and he was lead on, like egg on, from the host to say dirty and bad stuff.
Yeah.
That's the
because it didn't come out of his own mouth, right? Right.
She loses a lot of people with that, saying she was egged on by Billy Bush.
To say dirty. Billy Bush makes him say dirty things.
Yeah. Yeah, that was it. That was it. That's what happened.
You feel the host, Billy Bush, was sort of egging him on?
Yes.
Is that language you had heard him use before?
No. No, that's why I was surprised, because I said, like, I don't know that person that would talk that way, and that he would say that kind of a stuff in private. I heard many different stuff, boys talk. The boys, that the way they talk when they grow up and they want to sometimes show each other, oh, this and that, and talking about the girls. But I was surprised, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's reality. Guys do talk, effectively about stuff like that.
Objectifying women, for sure.
Yes, there's no question about it. There's no question about
that's the part that gets me when you have so many people saying, no, I've never heard this before, ever in my whole life.
I've never spoken like that.
No one I know, not my brother, my father, my son, or any locker room I've been in. It's just, come on. I mean, I've heard it, and I'm
probably not.
It's not the same words.
It's not the language. The language is, yes, absolutely.
But the objectification of women.
Well, same with the objectification of women, because, guys get objectified, too, by their wallets at times. That is not the case.
Happens to me all the time, bro.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. Mom! I need $20 to go on a date! the point is that it's not his objectifying of women. It is what he's saying about how he can abuse his power. That's the creepy part. And that's creepy for guys, too. It's not like they haven't heard the words before.
I think powerful guys might say some of the similar things.
I'm telling you, when I've been around a number of successful and powerful guys who have out on the prowl.
Mm-hmm.
And a guy who would say, I can do whatever I want because I'm who I am. If you're a bunch of guys, you're sitting around and a guy does that, I can do whatever I want to him. You're like, creep. That's what you think. And that's what I thought when I heard it. Like, it's a creepy dude. As a guy, I can say that. Am I a Boy Scout? No! I'm the worst example of this, of being able to discuss this. And yet, I'm going to tell you something. It's creepy. It's weird. When I heard it, my skin crawled. And I'm a guy, I've been around, I've seen a lot. I've done a few things.
It shouldn't be called boy talk, though. I mean, I just...
Well, she's going to call it that. But I just want to point this out. There is no way that he's ever said that in front of her. He's not going to go, I'll tell you what I get to do, Billy. Or Melania, you know what I did? There was this apprentice contestant, and I grabbed her right by the... What?
Careful. Careful.
Dirty and bad stuff.
I wonder if Boom 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 ever used that type of... Remember him?
What is it in Serbian? What's the word in Serbian that we'd be looking for there, Violetta?
I can't say that. My parents are listening.
What's the word for cat?
Machka.
Machka.
Machka, but doesn't translate the same.
No. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Machka.
What is it in Romanian? Maybe that's better. What's cat in Romanian?
I don't know, actually. I can't think of it.
Interesting how you've decided not to. That's part of the rigged nature of this program.
All right. Whole segment was rigged.
This whole segment is rigged. The whole thing is rigged. Thank you, Kevin. You got it. Machka.
That's kind of a cute name.
Yeah, it is. Kind of like Machka.
So anyway, so I'm walking in this room and I grab her by the Machka. What? I mean, he's not going to say that to Melania. He's not going to say that to Billy Bush either.
Yeah, and even in her interview, though, like the way she says dirty, it's like, I don't know.
Dirty and bad stuff.
Right? As in, please do it to me. It is, she's got that sort of sound, doesn't she?
So, yeah.
I don't hear that.
Yeah,
a little sultry.
Yeah, because she married him because he's an honorable and good guy, and he's the best guy she could find. That's how that happened in America. All right. You know what it's time for right now?
What time is it?
It is time now for... Boom, 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 boom.
I just wanted to do that.
Podramatic. Yeah, too early. Not until after 5. Oh, it is after 5.
And then there's this. Be sure to check out the CB app or hit up Facebook. Tell Chicago's Best TV where you like to eat. Watch Chicago's Best Sundays at 10 p.m. on WGN-TV. Your pick might be Chicago's Best.
Okay, Violetta was just telling us the Romanian word for cat is what?
Mutza.
Mutza.
Mutza and machka. So mutza is in Romanian and machka is in Serbian. I found a friend. I mean, my mom.
Okay. And can you find out what it is in Slovenian and check back with us? Because then it'll make a lot. We'll talk more about this after the news at the bottom of the hour with Judy. We're in the middle of the top five, checking in at
number 3.
Over the weekend, our own Violetta Podomatic, you just heard her, met up at Wrigley Field with, celebrities.
There were a lot of them at the Cubs game.
And it went exactly how you might expect.
Do you think that I should be allowed to go into the celebration room? Yes, absolutely.
Why wouldn't I be able to? I have credentials.
Absolutely, you got it. You're in. Go now.
You got a fanny pack. You got Bears attire. What made you think you'd come to the Cubs game like that?
Oh, because we're looking for a W, and it's been since 1908. We're ready to party.
How'd your Bears do today?
We lost by one, but we had a great time. We tailgated since 7:30 this morning.
Yeah, and how drunk would you say you are on a level of 1 to 10?
I would say a 12.
A 12?
No, but a functioning 12.
Let's play.
Rizzo, for sure. He's got a really nice hand.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God.
You want to touch some balls.
Meet everyone and touch a lochte of balls.
Did you meet Ryan Lochte at the game? Oh. I didn't know he's a Cubs fan.
Well, that was actually the video that I did on Sunday, and it was Sunday Fun Day, so I found, you know, the funnest of the fun people in Wrigley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But on Saturday,
we're going to go party.
Yeah, the people.
Translation, the drunkest.
Yeah, exactly. Tailgating all day long. Hey! Oh, wait!
But I bet they're real Cubs fans.
Yeah.
Not really. But on Saturday, there were a lot of cool people there, and then there's another video with that. Ran into Chris Chelios, Bob Fioretti, David Axelrod.
Okay.
Couldn't keep up with them. I'm like running after them.
Hanging out with the former Chief of Staff. Okay.
Interviewing celebrities.
Yep. All right.
Competing with you, Kevin.
Chris Chelios, Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. Yep, no problem. All right, checking in at
number two.
Ryan Lochte is already thinking about planning his wedding to fiancée Kayla Ray Reed after announcing the proposal.
It was a little nerve-wracking. It was almost like getting up here and dancing. I was just nervous. At the same time, I was a little confident that she would say yes. I was just praying that she would, because I'm only asking this question once in my life. And I had to make sure it was the right one, and I'm glad she's the right one.
I'd like to ask, like, what question? Wait, hold on. I don't remember.
The best Lochte thing to come out is he confused Yom Kippur with Thanksgiving. He asked somebody, wasn't it your Thanksgiving 2 days ago for the Jewish faith? Poor Lochte.
It's hard to keep up with those.
It's funny, because if you actually transpose the consonant sounds, he would be a Jewish dish. He'd be Lochte, which I called him for a long time. All right. He says that his fiance, Kayla Ray, stuck with him through all the tough times.
My family's always stuck by my side no matter what, like my entire life. But I was living with my girlfriend at the time, and so she had a really – and she was getting it too, just as bad, through social media and everything. So, I mean, it was a hard time for us, but what we did, we stuck together. And when we stuck together and we got out of that hole that we were in, I knew that she was the one, and I'm not going to let this one go.
There you go.
People are wondering if he'll change his story to Billy Bush made me do it, since that's kind of in vogue now. Be able to point your finger at Billy Bush. It's his fault.
Right. Billy Bush.
Don't do it, bro.
Yeah.
Don't do it, man.
Hell yeah, Billy Bush. He told me to get, like, engaged.
Grab a matcha or something, bro. I don't know what he was telling us.
Dude, now that's like a Jewish food, a matcha.
Oh, always gonna mix that. Yeah,
it's matchka.
Matchka, bro.
Okay, it's a Jewish food, matchka. Yeah. All right, checking in at
number one.
You know, Donald Trump always had a really good sense of humor about Saturday Night Live. He'd been on it a number of times. He portrayed himself. He portrayed other characters on Saturday Night Live. But now he's very unhappy with what happened with this Saturday and the representation of him by Alec Baldwin.
The inner cities are a mess, okay? Just last month I was in Detroit, and everywhere I looked, there were violent, crazy people, and a lot of them had guns, and they were screaming horrible things like Trump for president.
I think you were at one of your own rallies.
Martha, this black man is attacking me. Also, speaking of black men, you know who else should be in jail? Hillary Clinton. She's committed so many crimes. She's basically a black.
Oh. I like the part where they showed him lurking behind her as she spoke during the fake debate. Just going there lurking every time she took a turn. Alec Baldwin, unquestionably doing it. I mean, and so is Kate McKinnon. They're both like just nailing it. Very funny to watch. Kind of a moment of levity, much needed. during this election cycle.
Well, you know, they went after Melania, too.
Right.
Quite a bit. They didn't go after Melania in the sense, but they did a Lemonade parody, the Beyonce Lemonade.
Melania Aid.
Melania Aid. A parody video, and then they also did Melania wanting to sneak away from the Trump Tower in a pre-produced piece. But the Melania thing was pretty great.
Here lies my last nerve, Donald. I've stood by your side this whole campaign, your beautiful, dutiful Melania. I can't take it anymore. I am your wife, your daughter,
your mouthpiece,
your one black friend,
your other daughter.
And you're breaking us. Taking it for granted that we'll always be there.
Did you say Machka?
Yeah, she just... All right, we took that out. I forgot that that was in there. That's for... That's post-midnight Eastern that they could play that. They can't play that.
I was wondering how they could get away with that.
Yeah, sorry about that. Anyway, we got it. I think we got that done.
All right, good.
All right, so anyway, the point is this, that now they're upset. Now he has to... Melania's probably watching it going, do I act like that? What is going on? She's probably, that, you imagine the fight that the Trumps had on Saturday night.
I'm sure there was some, back and forth over it. But now Melania's out there. She's doing the CNN interview with Anderson Cooper tonight. And then tomorrow she's going to be on Fox. She's going to go through the circuit and make the case for her husband not being what we all thought he was when he said those things.
She's going to sit down with Hannity?
No, she has an Ashley Earnhardt. Is that her name? Ashley Earnhardt has Ainsley Earhart.
Ainsley Earhart,
something like that. But she will be appearing on Fox, and I think there's one other media organization.
Because it'd be very awkward
to
go on Hannity. Because Hannity would even post her up like, "Why aren't you supporting him 110%?"
He didn't mean that. There's nothing offensive about that.
Right, it's okay for him to do that, right?
We do it at Fox News all the time, right? Not anymore.
All right, let's close this thing up.
The top five at five.